The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Let's head off in a completely, totally different direction just for a moment. But this is incredible. I don't know whether you have any idea the disproportionate number of scientific advances coming out of Israel. I mean, whether it's Nobel Prizes, strategic, life-changing medical advancements, scientific advancements, the things coming out of Israel are absolutely incredible when you consider, listen, in land area, Israel, if I remember correctly, I think I'm correct in this, is smaller than the state of Ohio, the entire nation. It's a very small country. We have states in America with much more land area and larger population than the entire country of Israel. Add to that they are completely surrounded by people who want them all dead. And that's not an exaggeration. They are surrounded by people who want them dead. In fact, they have a large number of people who live in Israel who want the nation of Israel to cease to exist. And they want all of the Jews dead. When you consider that, their size, the opposition, and then you realize what they have accomplished agriculturally. I have been in Egypt. I have been in Jordan. I have not been in Lebanon, but I've been around the countries that surround Israel. And the minute you cross the border, it is astounding the difference in every possible way. When I was there last, it's been almost 3 years ago now, I was just amazed at the agriculture, the advances that they have made. You know, the Bible says that the desert will flourish. Well, it is flourishing. It's mind-boggling to see miles and miles and miles of banana plantations in the middle of the desert. Anyway, what brought me to that is that there is a new company, fairly new company in Israel that specializes in 3D printing, but most of you know 3D printing can be plastic, it can be many different materials, but they're also making incredible advances in 3D printing of tissue, human tissue. Listen to this. For many people dealing with spinal cord injuries, Israeli startup MattraSelf may provide a spark of hope. Listen to this carefully. The Israeli startup has developed a revolutionary technology using 3D printing to create spinal cord and other tissue replacements that could heal spinal cord injuries and possibly enable paralyzed individuals to walk again. Wouldn't that be incredible? Quote, the company is currently performing clinical trials in animals, but hopes to begin human trials within 2 years. Revolutionary, groundbreaking medical technology coming out of Israel. Now, it's preliminary, but they're starting trials on animals already, where they're using 3D printing to actually create spinal cord tissue that could heal spinal cord injuries. This is cutting edge, never done before. And yes, it is experimental. And yes, it is a ways off in the future. But wouldn't that be incredible? Once again, on the scientific front, the scientists in Israel, by the way, their rollout of the COVID vaccine, the fastest of any country on planet Earth. They lead the way in so many scientific areas. If you look at the accomplishments of Jewish musicians, Jewish chemists, Jewish doctors, it is absolutely mind-boggling. And once again, I think a proof. God has his hand on that tiny little country, and he's not finished with them, not by any means. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Mike in Northwest Columbus. Hey, Mike, you're on Bob Bernie Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling on this Monday afternoon.
I also think that God had his little finger on Drew Brees' passes yesterday. and for Drew Brees repeatedly backing down on his stance on Christianity. But,
well, I don't know about that. I only watched the last 2 minutes of the game, and I was pulling for Drew Brees. I was rooting for Brees, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. As a Catholic, that's a question. Not probably will be questioning Joe Biden's Catholicism. Those people he had, leading the prayers and things like that. If he's a Catholic, I would think that the two people that you mentioned would be Catholics. Well, like the papal nuncio would be one person, and maybe the cardinal, the Washington Church there.
Yeah,
those are the people I would have.
Well, Mike, I'm not a Catholic, and I honestly don't know the answer to the question I'm going to ask you as a Catholic. Yeah. How is it possible when Catholic theology, Mike, as you know, the Catholic Church is absolutely crystal clear on human sexuality, marriage, family, and on abortion. Absolutely crystal clear. How can there be so much disagreement among high-level leaders in the church about supporting a politician or whatever that supports abortion? How can there be so much division, so much disagreement in the upper levels of the church on doctrinal things that are so clear in church doctrine? I don't get it.
It's the same as some of these other churches, other denominations, where you had they being infected by liberals, and they're not, they're treating the Bible, they're treating the especially Catholics, they're treating catechism, and they're treating everything else as just references and not need to live by and enforce.
But true, but none of the Protestant churches have a pope. None yeah. of the Protestant churches have the hierarchy in place that the Catholic Church does, nor do all of the Protestant churches have a single catechism that is supposed to direct the entire worldwide church. That's why when the doctrine is so clear, carved in stone, how can you have a president of Georgetown University, which this guy who's going to pray is a former president of a Catholic university. How can they support a politician who is in such violation of the doctrines and the principles of the Catholic Church?
Well, I think it comes down to character. It's character. Part of his character has come down from the person at the top who's a socialist and has no appreciation for a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. I honestly don't get it. I've had so many debates through the years with Catholic listeners, and I have a lot of Catholic listeners. And I've been told over and over and over again, the difference between them, the Catholics, and the Protestants, is they have a pope, they have a hierarchy, they have a catechism, and they are monolithic. But they're not. They're not monolithic. The Catholic Church is deeply divided. I think more now than any time in modern history. Otherwise, we would not, could not see the things happening from the Pope all the way down that we're seeing today. All right, quick break. We'll be back, wrap things up. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, my number 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Can I give you a little counsel, a little advice? Keep your nose in the book. Dedicate yourself to the Word of God. Spend more time this year in the Bible than you ever have before. Joy and I are trying to do the same. We've been married 51 years. We're actually reading more of Scripture on a daily basis than we ever have before. Just reading together out loud, reading the Word of God. Folks, listen, it's the only thing that you can trust completely. You can't trust the news media. You can't trust the mainstream media, and let me be completely honest with you. There's a whole lot of stuff on the right, conservative sites, you can't trust. I've been saying for years, people like Alex Jones and Prison Planet has done so much harm. There's just enough truth there to get people hooked. And then they throw absolutely loony, ridiculous stuff. And people believe it. I would encourage you to be as skeptical with the far right as you are with the far left. I would imagine almost every one of you in my audience, you are skeptical of the news media on the left. Be as skeptical of the news media on the far right. Be a skeptic. It's okay to be a skeptic. Check things out for yourself before you believe them. And commit yourself to getting into God's Word. You can trust every single word of the Bible. If you haven't already done so, and hey, listen, January 1st is just a date on the calendar. This is what? January 18th. You didn't make a commitment on January 1st to get into the Bible in a way you never have before. It's okay. Make that commitment on January 18th. Maybe you made that commitment on January 1st, and by January 10th, well, you were behind. You forgot. Things came up. So what? So many people, you know, make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to read my Bible through cover to cover in a year, and you've got a plan. You've got a Bible reading plan, and there it is in front of you. On each day, you're going to read this many chapters. You're going to read in the Old Testament. You're going to read in the New Testament. You got your plan all out. Some of you have printed off, then you check off the chapters, and you get about 2-3 weeks into the new year, and you get behind. You get discouraged, and you quit. Don't quit. Well, I gotta make up. I gotta get caught up. If you can, wonderful. But listen to me. You will be much, much, much better off if you made a commitment to read your Bible cover to cover in 12 months, and instead you don't get through until 14 months. That's okay. You got through. That's a whole lot better than getting discouraged and quitting. I hope that makes sense to you. There's never been a time that God's people need to have their nose in the book more than now. We are surrounded by fake news on the left, fake news on the right. Conspiracy here, conspiracy there. We are surrounded by churches that are compromising the truth of Scripture. The Word of God has got to be your guide. That's got to be what is giving you direction on a daily basis. That's got to be what's feeding you spiritually. I hope you are in a Bible-believing church. But hearing one sermon a week is not enough food. What if you ate one day a week? Well, how healthy would you be? I hope when you go to church on Sunday, whether you're in church live or in your car or online, I hope you get a sumptuous buffet of God's Word. But you'll be hungry by Tuesday. Get in the Word, folks. Get in the Word. Make 2021 the year of the book. Have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.